welcome to another Patreon teaser for Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. And all of a sudden, I'm very self-conscious of the teaser. A lot of fucking bullshit people hating on the teaser. But you need the teaser. The teaser gets people to join Patreon. So join Patreon. Before I even say this, I want to make a confession. I have strep throat. I'm sick. I have a fever. I don't feel good. But I'm putting this out because I persevere. The best ability is availability. Nothing takes the place of consistency and perseverance. Just so you guys know. I'm at home. I feel like shit. I've been eating Rao's canned chicken noodle soup, which is the most expensive canned chicken noodle soup. But it is not a great chicken noodle soup. It's a little too rich. I don't know. I bought it because it said it was good, but it's not very good. And there's nowhere out here that makes really good chicken noodle soup. I made some really good batches of chicken noodle soup, but it's a lot of work. Making chicken noodle soup is a lot of work. Linda bought me an Instapot for Christmas, and it looks way too complicated, especially when you're sick. Chicken noodle soup is a complicated dish to make when sick. Now, maybe I will do a chicken noodle soup making Patreon show. My father is an expert chicken noodle soup maker. My mother was an expert. It's a Jewish thing. My mother was an expert chicken noodle soup maker. Both of my grandmothers made incredible chicken noodle soup. And I had a run of making dazzling chicken noodle soups myself. But my last one, I overcooked the chicken and it was tough. So anyway, hope you guys are good. I used to really enjoy getting sick because it reminded me of the old days in some kind of weird way, nostalgic way. And now it doesn't really remind me of the old days. But I do like chilling and doing nothing. And I got to spend this morning watching a documentary called The Individualist, I think is what it was called. It's all about Ricky Powell. Ricky Powell was a New York City photographer. The movie was called The Individualist. He was like famous for being like a West Village kid. I think it was the West Village. And he came upon the New York downtown scene. He became enamored with the Beastie Boys and the Beastie Boys became enamored with him. He went on tour with Run DMC and LL Cool J and the Beastie Boys. And then it's really interesting because the first two thirds of the movie is all him being like cool guy in the 80s and the 90s. And then it takes this incredible dopey turn where in 1995, he blames the fact that MCA finds spirituality on the reason that they kick him off the tour, which is possible. But the Beastie Boys went through a huge shift post Check Your Head. And Ricky Powell was not included. And then Ricky Powell became this horrible recluse fucking hoarder. And then he started calling up escorts from the back of the Village Voice to come to his house. And he said he would not have sex with them, but he would sit with them. And one of them busted out either a crack pipe or a meth pipe. And he became hopelessly addicted to meth. And the movie, or crack, they don't really make it clear. And the movie takes a really, really, really crazy turn. And it's also this touching story, how his mother neglected him. So if you can see The Individualist about Ricky Powell, I suggest it. I think being sick will make it better. I wish that I had the chance to have had Ricky Powell on Dopey. He would have been an incredible Dopey. Also, he would have been gettable. He would have been a gettable and incredible Dopey guest. I just didn't realize he was a real drug addict. And there was something I didn't like about him. Like being sort of a Beastie Boys fan, being a lover of Beastie Boys culture. There was something about Ricky Powell I always had found unseemly. But now that I've seen this movie, I feel like I like Ricky Powell. He's sweet. So join Patreon. This week on Patreon, I was starting to get sick, and Ray, being the wonderful person that Ray is, came to my dad's house. First we got Mamoons. Then we sat outside at Mamoon's, and I got recognized by a Dopey fan, which was incredibly thrilling. I gave him a half a sandwich from Katz's, and then me and Ray went back to my dad's and recorded a Patreon show. So, and on this Patreon show, there's a really, really, really great dopey email. So you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast to join our Patreon. And here is the teaser. Now, are there any things you can think of that you hate?
Didn't we already discuss
this? No, but you only had people stopping on the street.
What do I hate? I don't know. I guess I don't.
Okay,
hate
so
that
we've
much.
Moved from Patreon and now we're at Gaytreon.
I hate fear.
You do?
Well, I mean, I hate having that feeling, fear of the future, fear of, you know, what's going to come.
Well, you know how you get rid of fear?
Xanax.
Xanax or faith. You ready for the great recovery riddle?
Okay. Uh-oh. Are you born again now?
Fear knocked on the door. Faith answered.
Oh.
There was no one there.
Okay.
You get it?
Yes.
You heard the good news? You know what I don't like?
What?
They took out three of my teeth.
Yeah.
No one's mentioned it to
me. They put new ones in?
No.
Let's see.
No, it's bad. No one sees it.
Yeah, I can't see it.
And the other day, I was with Linda and Susan, and something happened that was funny, and I laughed really big, and Linda's like, I can see you're missing teeth.
Oh.
And I felt so fucking horrible. All right, so we've done the hating portion of the show. Now we're going to go to the gay portion of the show.
Uh-oh.
And you mentioned something that I think is worth talking about.
What's that?
You're in a relationship with a man, and he wants to take it to the next level. But what's the problem with the relationship, Ray?
I told you I'm in a very Seinfeldian situation. I could see them doing that. That I can't remember what his name is.
And what did I suggest you do?
To go to his place and look at an envelope.
Well, this happened on Seinfeld. But what happened on Seinfeld is Jerry was fucking this woman.
Yeah.
And he didn't know her name.
Yeah.
But she said that her name rhymed with a part of a woman's anatomy.
Okay.
So he's desperately trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to do that in my head.
He called her Mulva. He called her, I think, Beth.
And
thinking it rhymes with breast. No, and it turned out to be Dolores. That rhymed with clitoris.
Oh.
But so are you, how serious is the relationship?
Oh, not very.
Because you don't, but he wants to kick it up to the next level.
I think he wants to do more than just sex, to like go out.
And you're like, well, I would be down if I knew your name. And you haven't been to his house yet.
No, no. He's married.
To a woman?
To a man.
To a man?
Yeah.
Does the man know about you?
Yeah.
Is there ever an offer of a thruple?
Dobby.
All right. Find out on Patreon if there was a thruple or not. And there's so much other good stuff on Patreon. We do our Dopey Recovery Zoom. We do a Patreon Zoom. There's music. There's videos. There's just so much cool stuff. So that's a short teaser, but what do you want from me? I've got strep throat. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. Wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Oh yeah. I wanna be good so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna take a ride up in the sky. Watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's high noon. Mind if I left this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road, however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. It's 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 all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, it's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.